tune out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Wednesday the 8th of July 2026 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Today I want to take a look at what's happening in the universities, particularly how many white people are now going to university in Britain. I think Britain was one of the countries that invented universities. If you go all the way back to Julius Caesar, when he invaded Britain, he wrote a record of what he saw when he arrived in Britain. And it says that Britain had over 40 university towns, and all the nobles of the aristocracy of Gaul, that's all the upper classes from France, were educated in Britain at these universities. And they had an alphabet, which was probably the Colburn alphabet, probably the same as the Etruscan alphabet that originally came from Troy. And these were the first universities that I think I've heard of, basically, in Europe. I know there were universities probably about the same time, maybe a little bit later, out in India, Afghanistan, that sort of area. Obviously, white people over there as well. The first universities were invented by white people. And the most famous ones, of course, Oxford and Cambridge. And I suppose it must be about 20 years ago now, they used to be free. It used to be that if you were a particularly bright student and you got very good marks, very good grades, then the government would pay for you to go to university, because they knew that this was a bright person. And if we invest in that person's education, we're going to get a huge payback from that, because if they're going to invent things for us, they're going to discover new things for us, they're going to create for us technological breakthroughs, all sorts of amazing things that these people could be capable of with this untapped potential. So only the brightest and the best went to university. And then you had Tony Blair, who came in, and Tony Blair said, well, we want to get 50% of people in university. Of course, how can you do that when only 10% are the most brightest people? What about this other 40% that Tony Blair wants to put in there? Well, if you're going to have 50% of people go to university and you're not going to have 90% of them fail, then you're going to have to lower the standards. So they lowered the standards at the universities. And at the same time as lowering the standards, they also started charging people to go to university. And you can now end up owing as much as it would cost to buy a small property for the rest of your life, just to have paid to go to university to get some kind of Mickey Mouse degree. Lots of the people that are at universities now are foreign, and it's foreign money that pays for the universities and subsidises the cost that it is for the white British people to go there. What's happened at the universities is scandalous, and that's before we even get on to how anti-white it all is. Well, now we discover that white students are not just the underperforming ones, not just the lower class ones aren't going to university, but just white students in general, white people in general, are just not going to university anymore. And these articles that I have here today come from GB News. The first one says, white students now a minority at 27 universities amidst row over racially discriminatory scholarships. And of course, I point this out every time we do something to do with this. White people have an average IQ of 100. Black Africans' average IQ is 70. African Americans, Muslim IQ, sort of Arab, Pakistan, that sort of place, it's 85. So all of the non-whites have a much lower IQ than white people, yet it's the it's these non-whites with a lower IQ that are now going to university. So this untapped potential of the white students out there is just not being used. And instead, all the resources are going on people that aren't going to be able to pay back the country by creating new technological breakthroughs because they don't have the IQ to be able to do that in the first place. White British students are now in the minority at 27 universities across the UK, according to fresh analysis of higher education data. The figures show that during the 2024 to 2025 academic year, white British students made up less than half of the student population at more than two dozen institutions, according to The Telegraph. Remember, white people are about 75% of the population in Britain, so they should be at least 75% of the universities. If the universities were entirely down to merit, then it would probably be about 95%, as I say, because we've got the highest IQ. Despite the demographic shift, at least 10 of those universities continue to offer scholarships and bursaries exclusively for black, Asian and minority ethnic students. And of course, the reason why they do this is they say, oh, well, because we don't have enough representation for them. We need to get more black and minority ethnics into university. So we need to find ways to improve their numbers. So if we give them these scholarships and bursaries, that's going to make it more likely for black people to come to university. And of course, we want it to be about 5% black because about 5% of the country is black. And of course, what they're saying here is, well, no, it's actually about 30% of the universities are now made up of black people. So why are we still giving them these bursaries when they're overrepresented? Why are we not giving these bursaries to white students who are now underrepresented? Surely if it's good for black, it has to be good for white. And surely we want representation. We want them to attend university in the same as their percentage of the population. That was the aim of coming up with all these pro-diversity policies. And yet they don't show any sign of slowing down, even though non-whites are now massively overrepresented at university. Some of the race-restricted awards are worth as much as £23,000 a year. I mean, this is why white students aren't going to university, because they're not being given the same incentives that the non-whites are. The findings have prompted fresh criticism from campaigners who argue the schemes discriminate against white students, including those from working-class backgrounds who remain among the least represented groups in higher education. At University College London, where white students account for 48% of the student population, a scholarship worth £23,000 a year is available to students from black or mixed black backgrounds studying computer science. £23,000 a year. I mean, that could be £60,000 over 3 years, isn't it? Black people are being given £60,000 to go to University College London, whereas white people are not given anything to go to University College London. And this is why we say there is a two-tier system, and the government deny it and say there isn't a two-tier system. Quite clearly there is. And why would you want to get people with an average IQ of 75? Why would you want to put all your resources into them studying computer science? Clearly, what they're going to do with their computer science degree isn't going to be anywhere near as good as somebody with an IQ of a minimum of 100 doing the computer science degree. It's all back to front. And of course, that's what this diversity is, diversity, equity and inclusion. It's completely unnatural. It's the opposite of the way things work. The university also offers the AMOS bursary worth £1,000 annually to male undergraduates of African or Caribbean heritage. That's a particularly strange one. Why are they not offering that one to females? I mean, they said they wanted to get more women in university as well. Women outnumber the males. Females outnumber the males at university now, which causes its own problems because women are programmed to seek a mate that is more intelligent than themselves and more capable than themselves. And if they've studied at university and the males haven't, they've effectively made it very hard for them to find a partner to settle down with. At Imperial College London, black students can apply for scholarships covering full tuition fees across engineering, medicine, natural sciences, and business courses, while white students are not eligible, despite making up just 42% of the student body. That's incredible. Black students can get all their tuition fees covered, full tuition fees, which can be £18,000 a year, I think it is, or it might even be £18,000 a term. And they can just get that completely covered, whereas a white student has to pay for that themselves. Queen Mary University of London offers scholarships in humanities and social sciences that cover tuition fees and provide an £18,000 annual living allowance for students from black and ethnic minority backgrounds. Incredible. They don't just get their tuition fees, but they also get given £18,000 a year to help them pay for their rent and pay for their food costs. And again, white people don't get anything. I mean, as I pointed out at the beginning of the show, originally, university, you could only go to that if you were the brightest and the best student, and it would all be covered for you. So your tuition fees, although we didn't have them back then, the tuition fees were covered, and your living costs were covered, and it was the brightest and the best people in the country that got that. Now, it's the least brightest and the least best people in the country that are given this, because we want to get more of them at university. This idea that everybody is just a blank slate and if we just give them enough education, they'll turn into a genius, it's nonsense. It's fantasy. It's a fantasy world. All of our race-based policies are based on fantasy world. They're not actually based on reality. I find it quite shocking that it used to be that only the brightest people in the country were given a place at university, and now it's the least bright people in the country that are given their place at university. Again, it just shows you how dysgenic the modern world is. It rewards dysgenics and it penalises eugenics. White students account for around 30% of the enrolments at the university. Bear in mind they make up 75% of the population, and we're told, oh, the percentage of the population is the percentage that we need to have representation for, but it doesn't seem to account for white people, does it? Quite clearly, 70% of the enrolments at the university are non-white, and yet non-whites get £18,000 annual living allowance and they get all their tuition fees paid. Professor Eric Kaufman, a politics professor at the University of Buckingham, criticised the schemes. There is no reason to maintain BAME scholarships, which represent racial discrimination, pure and simple, he told The Telegraph. The declining share of white students throws this into even sharper relief, and all racially discriminatory scholarships need to be abolished. And of course, they would then say, oh, well, that's racist. You're taking this away from black people and minority ethnics. You're taking away their help to go to university. That's racist of you. But in actual fact, the racism is against the white people who were never given these, who had all of this taken off them in the first place. When Tony Blair said that people were now going to be charged for this and there would no longer be scholarships and allowances, white people had that all taken away from them then. And then ever since then, they've been penalised because of this Equality Act, trying to get more and more black and minority ethnics into the university. I can remember doing a podcast some years back with Grandpa Dan, and they were complaining about how there wasn't enough black people at university. And every year, these universities were going to have to account for why they didn't have enough black people at the university. And of course, they couldn't say, well, it's because they have a lower average IQ, and they had to come up with reasons for this, or they had to change it, which is why they've done this, clearly, why they have these diversity quotas, why they give out all this money, all these incentives. It's because they can't actually speak the truth. They can't actually say where it's because they have a lower IQ. Reform UK's education spokeswoman, Suella Braverman, also called for the schemes to end. She urged universities to end these racially discriminatory programmes immediately, and judge people on their talents, not their skin colour. The debate comes amidst continued scrutiny of the Equality Act 2010, which permits positive action in certain circumstances to tackle disadvantage or underrepresentation. And that's the one that Tony Blair brought in. And of course, the underrepresentation here is white people. But they're not changing it around and giving out free scholarships to white people, are they? They're just doubling down and giving even more to black people. It just shows you that this Equality Act, it wasn't about making people equal. It was about making white people unequal. The analysis also found white British students are now underrepresented at 80 of the UK's 147 universities when compared with 2021 census figures, up from 65 institutes a decade ago. Among Russell Group universities, 15 of the 24 members now have a lower proportion of white British students than the national population, compared with 10 in 24 to 2015. Oxford and Cambridge, that's the most celebrated of our universities here in Britain, have also faced scrutiny, with white working class students reportedly making up fewer than 3% of admissions in 2019, while more than 30% of current students are from black, Asian and minority ethnic backgrounds. So our best universities in Britain, only 3% of the admissions going in there are actually white. 3%. 30% are non-whites from Britain, so 10 times as many white people. And then the 70% are foreigners that are going there. So we're not educating our brightest, we're not educating our best. What we are doing is we're educating the brightest and the best foreigners, and then we're putting 10 times as many non-whites in there who have a much lower average IQ than the white people. Again, it's a total misdirection of resources, I would say. You want to give your resources to the people that are the most bright, not the ones that are the least bright. Similar race-specific scholarship schemes are also offered by the universities of West London, Greenwich, Westminster and Leicester, as well as Goldsmiths, City, St George's and SOAS University of London. So it's going on all the way across Britain. Critics have now warned a two-tier academic system is taking hold. Suella Braverman, Reform UK's education spokeswoman, told The Telegraph, because of the Equality Act, white working class families have been betrayed by a system that is designed to work against them. And this is yet another example of two-tier academic society that punishes white working class boys and girls because of who they are. And of course, she can say that because she's non-white. When a white person says this, they run the risk of being accused of being racist. There was a rich philanthropist a couple of years ago, and he wanted to set up a scholarship fund for disadvantaged white working class youth. And none of the universities would accept his money. You know, they said, that, oh, we can't do that because we'll be accused of being racist. Even though all the facts and figures show that it's the white working class that are the most under-resourced, they're the ones that need the most help. But to help them, you run the risk of being accused of being racist. Suella Braverman continued, if Oxford and Cambridge want to live up to their proud history of meritocracy, they should end these racially discriminatory programs immediately and judge people on their talents and not their skin colour. Well, Oxford and Cambridge were some of the first ones to start promoting this. They're now some of the wokest out of all the universities. Analysis by the newspaper determined that more than a quarter of university bursaries and scholarships on the universities and colleges admissions services website are specifically for international students or non-white individuals. A quarter of all the bursaries. Makes you wonder where the other ones are going as well then, doesn't it? At Oxford and Cambridge, at least 15 scholarships, bursaries or financial aid schemes were uncovered for black and minority ethnic students across undergraduate, master's and PhD programmes. And bear in mind, this is before we take a look at the changing of the exam results required to get these people into the university in order to get women into mathematics, get more women involved in mathematics, for instance, and physics. They ended up reducing the grades that were required to actually get into the university. And I'm sure I've read somewhere that they've done the same for black and minority ethnics. I mean, you'd have to, wouldn't you? If they've got a average IQ that's 15 points below the white IQ, you can offer them all this money like this. But then when it comes down to the actual results, they're not going to be likely to actually get the exam results that are required to pass to get into university. So, of course, that's why they've lowered the standards for people to get into university. So they're not just handing them out money to encourage them to go in, but they've actually lowered the exam results that are required. It's the same with the police as well. It used to be in the police that you couldn't become a policeman if you had a criminal record. Well, that excludes lots of black people because they're more likely to commit crime, 5 times more likely to commit violent crime than white people if you go on the prison statistics. And because of that, and because black people don't want to join the police, they said, we've got to find some way to get more black people in there. We'll just have to let them in there, even if they do have a criminal record. And of course, that's why you've ended up with black police officers that were also rapists and child abusers. And we covered that last year. And the police knew that they were rapists and child abusers, but they've been told that it was more important to gain more black and minority ethnic representation than it was to keep people out of the police who were rapists and child abusers. So this sort of thing isn't just going on at the universities, it's going on right the way across civil society. These scholarships include Cambridge's Stormzy Scholarship, which awards 10 black British students £20,000 a year for the duration of their undergraduate course. So they get £60,000 from Stormzy. Good to see that Stormzy is helping young black youth. He's helping his own ethnic group. And it was at the time when this Stormzy scholarship came out that this white man tried to help his own ethnic group, and he was accused of being racist, and the universities would not accept his money, even though it's white people from working class communities that are the most under-resourced in the country, undeveloped resources. I would say they probably have the highest resources, the highest potential, and yet they are the least tapped into, the least likely to actually get the education that they're capable of using. The university has at least 6 BAME-specific schemes for PhD and master's students. At Oxford, the Academic Futures Scheme, which covers full course fees for postgraduates, is offered exclusively to British Pakistani, British Bangladeshi, black students and refugees. Refugees, people that are not even British citizens, because you'll notice here a lot of the British Pakistani, British Bangladeshi, but then also black students. So it could be Africans, from black Africans from anywhere in the world. They can get their full course fees covered. And of course, refugees from anywhere in the world, they can get all their full course fees covered. The university also offers a scheme for students who are care experienced, meaning they have lived with non-birth parents at some point in their life. Oh, well, that's good. I mean, people that have been brought up in care deserve all the help that we can give them. Since 2022, University College Oxford has offered 10 undergraduate bursaries per year under its UNIV Beacon programme for BAME students, refugees, asylum seekers, students who have spent time in care, and members of the Gypsy, Roma and Traveller communities. I mean, it really is that every other community apart from the white community is getting financial help and incentives here to go to university. A 2019 report by the National Education Opportunities Network said white working class Britons comprised just 3% of Oxbridge students. Laura Trott, the Shadow Education Secretary, said, "We need to end the endless stream of scholarships and financial aid schemes reserved for black and minority ethnic students. It is time to move beyond identity-based preferences. Support should be focused on the most disadvantaged, regardless of their race or ethnicity, not to satisfy diversity, equity and inclusion targets or quotas." Why don't we just target the support on the people that have merited it. The people that have the highest exam results, the people that do the best at school. And of course, if they were to do that, again, they'd be accused of being racist, because all the people that do the best at school are going to be white people, because we have this higher average IQ. And all of these problems come from refusing to accept the reality of race and pretending that everybody is just a blank slate when they're born. And all you have to do is change the environment, improve the environment for them, and they'll all turn into little geniuses. And that's not reality. Different racial groups have different average IQs. The inquiry into white working class educational outcomes, backed by the Education Secretary, found white British pupils on free school meals were half as likely to pass their English and maths GCSEs. And that's scandalous, because we know they're capable of doing that because they have the IQ to. We know they're capable of passing English and maths, and they just need to the time devoted to them. But of course, they don't get the time devoted to them, because the time is spent on these supposedly disadvantaged groups who actually aren't, such as the black and minority ethnics. It recommended a massive expansion in apprenticeships, free local public transport for all under 21s, and a smartphone ban. None of that is targeted at white people, though, is it? All of these other programs that they've got here, all of these scholarships, bursaries, extra tuition, it's all directly targeted at black and minority ethnics. Whereas their response to disadvantaged white pupils not going to university, their response to that isn't to target funding and help to white students, is to give everybody free local public transport and apprenticeships and a smartphone ban. I mean, that's not really going to solve the problem, is it? You've got the same problem, underrepresentation, and the way that they dealt with the underrepresentation of black people is to come out with scholarships and funds and pay for all your tuition. And the way that they come out to help white people is to ban smartphones and give them free public transport. I mean, it's an insult, that is. That's their answer to this. The University of Oxford does offer a non-repayable annual bursary of up to £6,000 for lower-income British students, which is granted to around 1 in 4 students. Well, that's not too bad, is it? But when you compare it to the £23,000 that the black students get, I mean, that's 4 times as much, isn't it? And it's going to be difficult for a white person to get by on £6,000 a year when his fees are £18,000 a year, isn't it? I mean, it's not really going to be that much help. They said it is granted to around 1 in 4 students. At least that is some help that they are getting. I believe in Scotland it might be that people who are actually Scottish, they might still get their free university. And it does seem that the English in particular are picked on like this. They have to pay for all their prescriptions as well from the National Health Service, as well as pay for their university fees. It does seem as if the English in particular get less than the other home nations, but white people in general are certainly the ones that are missing out here. We're missing out on scholarships, we're missing out on bursaries. Our youth, our white working class youth, are not being given the help that they need at school, and they're not making it to university because of it. And it means that all our university graduates in the future, they're all going to be like lower IQ people that haven't really properly passed the exams, and they've only been given the exam result because of what ethnicity they are, and that's what a diversity quota is. And they'll say, well, we haven't got enough black people in physics, so we'll just have to give this black person, we'll just have to give them a pass, won't we? And then we can say that we're doing our bit for diversity, and we're improving black representation in physics. But the fact is, the black person that's got that physics exam, he might not actually be as good as the white people that got those physics results 10 years ago. And because we see this general downward trend in the universities. Anyway, that's about it for today. I did have another article here. I'll just give you the headline of it. 1/3 of white pupils from disadvantaged backgrounds leave primary school without adequate reading fluency. So our our white students are being so ignored at school, and the resources are being diverted all to the non-whites, and it's now got so bad that a third of them are leaving primary school not able to read. And that has to be because the resources are being directed to these other groups who, even if they are taught to read, are going to be very unlikely to read for pleasure. And black people don't enjoy reading in the same way that white people do. That's why they don't tend to write many books, for instance. Once again, it's just all our resources are being directed in the opposite place to where they should be directed. And of course, they would be directed in the right place if we had nationalist politicians, because they would put our nation first instead of putting everybody else first. Well, thank you very much for listening. I'll be back tomorrow with Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson. God bless and hail victory.